This coming Thursday, the 28th of February, is National Floral Design Day. To celebrate, I visited Pigment, a newly opened floral design shop in Fayetteville. And they are very newly opened, as in 2 days before Valentine's Day. Pigment owner Chelsea Hermes said they didn't know what to expect and were slightly nervous, having ordered flowers in advance of the holiday.
So we're sitting on all these flowers we had purchased, and we're like, well, we hope that people come, and they did, and they did, and it was the line out the door, and it was really awesome. We met so many cool people those 3 days. The night before Valentine's, we worked till about 2 a.m, went home, got a couple hours of sleep, and said, we're going to get an early start at 7:30 on Valentine's, you know, get some things done before people start coming when we open at 10. 7:30, we had people lined up waiting to buy flowers, so.
Word of mouth and a good location, in part, are to be credited for this successful day. See, Pigment is located on College Avenue in Fayetteville, where the owners estimate 24,000 people drive by each day. And they're part of the Yacht Club, a group of businesses that have set up shop in Airstream trailers. Chelsea's mom can be credited for that idea.
My mom bought this Airstream probably about 7 years ago. I got an internship in LA, and I was looking for an apartment, and rent was so expensive. And she calls me up one day and says, well, I got you an Airstream. I said, for what? She said, for you to live in. I said, Mom, I can't be the intern from Arkansas that pulls up and says, where do I put my trailer? But we've had it in the family ever since, out at our family farm. And when Jonathan and I were telling her about our idea for our business, she said, you know what? You should go to the Yacht Club. There's this really cool gathering of like Airstreams. You could use my Airstream. And we were like, right on. That's exactly what we want.
The inside has been gutted and redone with rustic wood counters and shelves that hold vases, cellophane, tissue paper, and colorful ribbons. And of course, a deep and wide floral sink. Upon first arrival, I noticed that one thing was missing, a cooler to hold the flowers. Co-owner Jonathan Edwards corrected me and pointed out back.
Our cooler is a vintage meat trailer, actually, and my dad had purchased it to use it as a root cellar. and he heard about our concept, and my dad has always loved Airstreams and has owned multiple Airstreams. And one day he said, get in the truck. I was visiting my hometown. He said, get in the truck, let's go. And he drove me down to the backside of the farm, and he said, what do you think about that right there? I was like, what is it? And he said, it's an old meat truck. I was going to use it as a root cellar, but, you know, I think it might work for a floral cooler.
That got the ball rolling, but they did have to install a high humidity, because, of course, flowers love water, a high humidity cooler. And the meat trailer turned flower cooler was moved from northeast Arkansas to northwest Arkansas. Chelsea's background and experience are in interior design, and she says that flowers can brighten up any room. Jonathan has always loved plants. His degree is in horticulture with a recent course in floral design. Friends since college, the two had worked on many projects together and decided it was time to go into business. When designing a flower arrangement, low, lush, and asymmetrical is their motto. And though I always seem to have trouble with making a bouquet look just right, Jonathan says,
break all the rules. You know, I used to get all the books and kind of read through them, and I would study these images, and then I would go and I would break all the rules. Plop a big, huge blue hydrangea during this late spring, early summer from your yard, and then put some hot pink roses in there and beside it, and then throw in a little bit of foliage, you know, from the garden or your next-door neighbor's garden. And it makes a really beautiful arrangement that you can enjoy yourself or give to someone.
Jonathan takes us through the process.
Grab a vase. It can be anything from short vase, tall, glass, stone, ceramic, anything that you have around the house, down to just a mason jar. And then after that, I would prep my water. It's good to have a floral food. We have little packets of those for people, and often if you buy at a supermarket, it will come with a packet. Otherwise, if you don't, just put a couple of drops of bleach in the water. That helps keep the algae and bacteria down, and your flowers will last longer that way. Then I would basically strip any leaves from the flower that would be below the water level, and then cut them and give them a fresh cut and start low and lush, like, and just you know, start arranging. Asymmetrical is kind of the trend, especially for us here at Pigment. You know, start with a big hydrangea on one side and then fill in with roses. Right now we have lilac, tulips, all kinds of neat things.
They also have greenery and sticks, but these are fancy sticks, kiwi vines, actually. Twisting and contorted, they use these in their luxe yet natural designs. Jonathan candidly says that you'd be surprised how good he can make sticks, rocks, and moss look. And those roses he mentioned, they just came in yesterday, flown in from Ecuador. I asked him how flowers are shipped.
Expensively.
When you get them, what do they look like?
They're out of water, obviously. Some will have water picks, typically orchids and hydrangea. Both will have water picks. They're a little more sensitive to being out of water. But they're gently placed, bundled together, wrapped with tissue, newspaper. They'll come in a waxed cardboard box. The wax keeps the humidity in the box.
And the purpley pink orchids that I got for Valentine's Day, they came from Thailand. Of course, I had to ask Jonathan what his favorite flower is.
My favorite flower is a gloriosa lily. It's an exotic lily, tropical, but what I love about it, I'm almost certain the only lily in the Liliaceae family that vines, so it's a vining lily.
For Chelsea, her favorite flower was difficult to name.
Gosh, I do love Moncara orchids. I'm not as quick to name a favorite. I love them all. I do love lilac. I love a good hydrangea and a beautiful peony, but I like them all. I'm not so decisive as Jonathan. I can't name a favorite.
Chelsea Hermes and Jonathan Edwards are co-owners at Pigment Events in Fayetteville, Arkansas. For more information, search Pigment on Facebook.